This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today on this Monday. God bless you. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. We're back at it here on Monday. You are tuning into God's frequency here today on this Monday, be it 6:30 a.m., 7:30 a.m., 5:30 in the afternoon, rebroadcast, no matter the time. I greet you here this morning, this afternoon. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with Pastor Darren Solana, my associate pastor. We greet you here. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day here today on this Monday. Let's get into the Word of God now. We're in Galatians. We're going to pick it up here, brand new message here in chapter 3. Right off the bat, he calls them fools. Now, in this church, there's no greetings for this church, other than some praise for his Lord and Savior for a verse or two, and then he gives them both barrels. He said, I marvel at you people that you are so soon removed from him who called you in the grace of God to a different gospel or another gospel or another testament. Isn't that funny how the Mormons named their own book after the curse? Heteros Euangelion. Another gospel, another testament, to rub your noses in it, the 5.3 million Mormons that there are, that they named their own book after the curse that Paul laid out 2,000 years earlier. So, here we go. He says, fools, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you or who has cast a spell on you? Who has cast the evil eye on you so that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been clearly portrayed among you as crucified? He wants to know, who put a hex on you people? Don't you realize the freedom you have in Christ? You are declared justified, you're righteous, all because of your faith in Jesus Christ, not by keeping rules, not by getting circumcised, not by getting baptized, not by putting money in the offering plate, not by willing your property to the church, not by anything. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. That's the equation in the book of Galatians. And it's the equation here today. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. That's our launching point for today. Onward and upward here. We're in the book of Galatians. App just turned on now. If you're watching on the app, good morning. God bless you. Grab your Bibles. We're in Galatians chapter 3. If we're here in the house today, grab your Bibles. We're in Galatians chapter 3. All right, now Paul is kind of done with his testimony. Last week we saw he even had the authority to publicly correct Peter in Antioch. So since chapter 1, he's been defending his credentials, and he's been proving to them that he wasn't taught the gospel from an apostle or any other human being. But the gospel he received directly from the Lord. Amen. Let's listen to what Paul said. In chapter 1, verse 11, he says, I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wow, what a statement that. How many people can claim that? I did not receive the gospel from a man. Also, 1 Corinthians 11:23, I read to you every once a month, the last Sunday of every month, prior to Holy Communion, Paul said, I received from the Lord Jesus that which I deliver unto you. And that's kind of awesome in its own right, isn't it? That from the Apostle Paul, we have the instructions on how to do practically anything. And Paul tells us these instructions he shares with us, he received directly from the Son of God himself. It's great to know that we're doing it right. Praise God, isn't it? When I preach to you Christ alone for salvation, rest assured we know we're doing it right. When I say to you, you're saved by grace, that is God felt like shining his love down upon you. When I say that you're saved by your faith, rest assured we're doing it right and you're doing it right. For it's by grace are you saved. Paul was not told this by a man. For it's by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. He got that directly from the Son of God. It's great to know that you don't have to add any of your own works to be saved. He did it all. All to him I owe. Now, along those lines, it's upsetting to see when you're doing it wrong. We're in Galatians chapter 3. Let's look at how they're doing it wrong. Someone tricked them into doing it wrong. Chapter 3, verse 1. It says, oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Remember that show on TV? Oh, no, that's I Dream of Jeannie. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Comma. Better have a comma. And more following that verse. If not, leave your Bible here and I'll give you another. He's not done. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Comma. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. All right, now let's parse this. For foolish, let's use the word stupid. Let's add the emphasis that's intended. He's trying to insult you if you miss this. That's his whole purpose of insulting you if you miss this. He's calling you a fool. Or stupid. Let's define the word bewitch. It means to cast an evil spell over or to deceive. And it's the only time the word is used in the entire New Testament. Baskaino is the word. All right, so here it goes. You stupid Galatians, what idiot cast a spell on you to cause you to believe that Jesus Christ wasn't crucified for your own sins? This was shown to you, right to your face. You can go read it in the Daily Mail of Rome and see the headline. You can even read Josephus, the unbeliever, and he'll tell you that this happened. Now, verse 2. Notice there's only two options here. This only do I want to learn from you. Colon, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? There's only two options. Did God accept you, receive you, and bless you, and declare you accepted in the Beloved and not guilty because either, number one, you kept all his commandments, because remember, you have to keep them all. James says if you stumble at one, you're guilty of the whole book. Were you accepted by God by keeping all the rules in the Bible or by the hearing of faith?
Hallelujah.
That's right. Remember what Paul taught the Romans. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Either one of these two. Did you receive the Holy Spirit because you kept all the rules in the Bible, or because you heard the gospel and something went off on the inside of you and you said, that's for me.
Amen.
That's for me. That's how I was saved. Maybe this will make sense later on when I get to it. I think the preacher was preaching that week Hillary Clinton's book, It Takes a Village. And then at the very, very end, he decided to wake everyone up with this truth. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And I sprung up and said, that's for me. And I've never looked back 20 years later. Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing by only one thing, the gospel. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the word that activates the faith that he put on the inside of you. So this is his inquiry. Listen to what happened when Peter preached at someone's house. Acts 10:43, Peter said to him, capital H, that's Jesus, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Now, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word.
Amen.
Praise God. See, faith comes by hearing. All of you could have the gift of faith on the inside of you, and it's going to do nothing until it connects with that message of the gospel. And then there's a tremendous explosion. And you say, that's for me. That is good news, Linda. Heaven help you if your pastor doesn't preach the word. But God will find another way. Because he'll make the gospel come out of stones if he has to. So this is what he wants to know. All right, now forgive me if I repeat myself. I've just told you what I've written down here. This is how salvation works. The word of God is alive. The preacher, if he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, preaches the word. God super energizes it. Better yet, the word is already super energized. You over here hear the word. That ignites the gift of faith on the inside of you. And Acts 13:48, as many as were appointed to eternal life believe. If your name's in the book, you're going to hear that. And when you hear the gospel message, it's like flicking the switch on the inside of you.
Amen.
But let me ask the question, what happens if the preacher doesn't preach the word of God and the gospel? What happens? Nothing happens. Like being full of dynamite with no match to ignite it. All right, now back to the top. Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Notice there's no option three there. Some churches create an option three. They assign that to, let's say, baptism maybe. Here's another truth for you. Some churches add number three, or let's say number four, and they add repentance to that. Because repentance does not save you. Telling God you're sorry about something cannot save you.
Any sap can say you're sorry. No one can say that Jesus Christ is Lord unless the Holy Spirit is inside of him and that he's your Lord. So really, there are only two ways to be accepted in the beloved. Number one, the works of the law. I put like Jesus was. Though Jesus wasn't saved, he didn't need to be saved. Saved from what? He wasn't a sinner. He knew no sin. He was always accepted in the beloved. But that's one way you can try to be saved. Like Paul says, the works of the law. And number two, the hearing of faith. And you see, number two here, faith will lead you to repentance. Repentance comes from a new heart. For that matter, baptism comes from a new heart too. So all those things I said don't save you, you're going to want to do anyway once you're born again. You're going to want to get baptized like everyone in the Bible. We had three last week. You're going to want to repent of your sins. Because that's what you do. Because you're sorry that your sins added weight to him on the cross. That causes you grief and remorse. Right? Should. All right, verse 3. He continues grilling them for this. He says, are you so stupid? Having begun in the spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? All right, so the Holy Spirit has done this entire change in your life, and you're born again with a new heart. And now at this stage, you say to God, all right, God, I've got it from here. Thanks. From now on, I'm going to keep rules to be right with you. I started off in the faith, and now that all that stuff is done, I'm going to keep the law in order to please you and in order to remain in a right standing with you, God. I'm going to keep all of your rules in order to do that. Church, if that's your reasoning, you've missed it. God didn't save you to enable you to keep rules. God saved you because he loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. God saved you because he loves you and wants you to spend eternity with him. You've missed it. That's not what the law was all about. The law was to get you on the knees to cry out to God saying, I can't do this. I need help. Enter in your help. Amen. The Son of God. That's the whole purpose. He desires to have fellowship with you. He desires to be reconciled back to you, or better yet, he desires you to be reconciled back to him. Don't work to keep rules. And I'll tell you why. Because you already have it inside of yourself as a Holy Spirit-filled believer. You have it in yourself already what it takes to please God. You lack nothing. You already have it. Listen to this scripture as I gasp for water. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Titus was a pastor. Paul wrote him a letter to encourage him, to help him. Whew. Hot in here, isn't it? God help me. This is in defense to people who say, oh, you tell people don't follow rules and don't keep the commandments. You're just giving your congregation a license to sin. This is my response to that. Okay? Titus chapter 2, listen to what Paul says. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, Denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us so that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. You see, instead of trying to keep rules to please God, Paul is saying here that God has already done the work on the inside of you for you to accomplish what you could never do before. Again, he gave himself for us so that he might redeem us. That means to buy out of the slave market. Redeem us for every good deed and purify for himself. You didn't do it. He did it. Salvation is of the Lord. All you need to do is cry out to him for help, and he'll help you every time. He purified for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. You see, you want to do good now because of what he's done on the inside of you, not because you read in a book it said, do good or else. You've got the Holy Spirit now, and it's your desire to do good. Remember what I've said before. You're either chained, right? You're a slave of sin, or you're a slave of righteousness. That is, you're chained to it. You are chained to sin, or you are chained to righteousness. That is, you're compelled today to do good. Like when David woke up one day, he said, is there anyone left from the house of Saul that I can do something good for today? But you didn't do it. And you didn't acquire that from reading it in a book. It happened to you because you are what we call born again. It's not a bald-headed monk holding a sign at an airport. It's you being born again. You've got a new heart. God got rid of your old one, and he gave you a new one. That's how you do this. It's not a license to sin. You're chained to righteousness now, and you want to do good. I'll show you how much good you want to do. Let's go over here, and let's open up the bank book to this church. Let's see how much money we gave for Walk for Bibles. Let's see how much money was given to kids out here that don't have a loaf of bread. You see, you're chained to it. We're overflowing with money at this church because you are chained to it. Who can I do good to today? All I do is just kind of light the fire a little bit, right? We have a need here. Does anyone want to step up and meet this need? Step back and let God work. And doesn't he? Yes. Praise God. I just want you to see me telling you you can't keep rules to be right with God is not a license to sin. It's just showing you that, as we're going to read next week, the Bible says the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ so that we might be by faith. That's what we're going to find out next week, should the Lord tarry. That's good news. Paul taught the greatest mystery the world has ever known is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's Colossians 1:27. The greatest mystery this world has ever known is that God had a plan, and in his plan, he was going to deposit himself on the inside of you. That was his great plan from the ages, carried out on the day of Pentecost. And all you have to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus. All who call on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. With the heart, one believes. Like I said, God's given you the gift of faith. It's on the inside of you. You're waiting for something to activate it. And once you hear it, here I am, Lord. Count me in. With the heart, one believes. With the mouth, confession is made. Just like we did last week, right, Tim, in the baptism, right? I believe Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. And he's born again. Wants to do good now with his life. But these Galatians thumbed their nose at the greatest mystery of all time, and they said, no, thank you. We'd rather keep rules. And that's why Paul calls them stupid. You see, that's stupid. To blow off the cross in exchange for you trying to keep rules, sorry, but Darren, that's stupid. And you're stupid if you do that. And you say, well, I've never been so insulted. That's a thank you. Hang around for a little while. I'll insult you some more and call you stupid again. The end result is I want you to understand and see that salvation is of the Lord. There's nothing you can do to save yourself. And the rules in the Bible are designed to show you that you can't keep them and that you need help. Amen. And that the Bible in its rules says the wages of sin is death. You need help. The Bible's just condemned you to hellfire. You need help. What? This is why he's so sore at them. I'll move on. That's why he called them that. Back to the text. Are you so foolish? Haven't begun or haven't started out in the Spirit? Are you now being perfected by the flesh? Then he says, verse 4, have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain. Now he said that because the Galatians, everyone in the first century, they were persecuted for believing in Christ. So they were punished there, severely beaten for becoming Christians. Verse 5, more reasoning. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.